بعد، حضرت ابو بکر رضی اللہ عنہ نے ریز رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے recite لا الہ الا اللہ and استغفار as frequently as you can. These are the days of Allah Ta'ala's special maghfirat. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said increasing لا الہ الا اللہ and استغفار. So in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, recite La ilaha illallah and istighfar as frequently as you can, because shaitan says, I ruin the people by inclining them to commit sins, but they frustrate me through the recitation of La ilaha illallah and istighfar. They frustrate, they defeat shaitan's efforts through La ilaha illallah and istighfar. Through La ilaha illallah, minor sins will be forgiven, and through true istighfar, the major sins will be forgiven. So what is left for shaitan? Shaitan has another plot employed. He says, when I find this so, I must beat them to indulge in bid'at and thereby make them follow their base desires in belief that they are still on the right path. Hazrat Mufti Sahib was explaining this hadith, that what shaitan does is, he makes them reinterpret certain things that are haram and make it appear to be halal. What was always haram, the reinterpretation, changing the name of it. For example, interest, changing the name of it to make it appealing, so people indulge in it. For example, wine, changing the name, camouflaging it, so that people indulge in it. So together with innovations, is reinventing the names of these haram things to make it appear to be halal. And then people follow their base desires in belief that they are still on the right path. So once again, the hadith says, recite La ilaha illallah and istighfar as frequently as you can, because in this way we are going to ruin and frustrate shaitan. Shall I make dhikr for a few minutes and thereafter the jamaat will address us. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.